Welcome to Believers Academy. It's good to have you back. I'm George Pearson, Senior Pastor of Eagle Mountain International Church. We're continuing the study of the best of 50 Days of Prosperity, Volume 1. Gloria Copeland joins me for Lesson 6 called The Floodgates of Heaven. God has given us a direct way to open His floodgates in our finances. How? By tithing. Malachi 3:10 tells us that tithing opens the windows of heaven. Windows in Hebrew means floodgates. What a picture of God's provision. As usual, my notes for all 50 lessons and other study materials are located right below the video. You can pause the teaching at any time to look up scripture, make detailed notes, even rewind to emphasize a point. Now, are you ready for this lesson? Well, stand back. We're about to open the floodgates of heaven.
We are operating in the kingdom of heaven. Once we get born again, here's the deal that a lot of people don't know. Once we get born again, we are translated. When we're born again, we're translated out of the kingdom of darkness. And into the kingdom of light. Yep. And if we'll give God time and attention, we'll come into that light. And He'll show us how to live without sickness, without disease, without poverty, without any of the curse.
That's right.
You don't have to be under any of the curse if you've made Jesus the Lord of your life. Why? Because He bore the curse for us, the Scripture says.
And that's why on these 10 days of prosperity, each day we're talking about a different topic that relates to the kingdom of God, the
that's
way
right.
the kingdom of God
yes.
operates. Seek first the kingdom
first.
Of God.
Now, that's first is big, seek is big.
That's right.
That means go after
go
it
after
before
it.
You go after anything else. Go after the kingdom of God. What is that? The way God does things. Amen.
Gloria, on the broadcast today, I want to talk about something that is really foundational for every believer. It was for me, for you, and that is the results of tithing. You know, and let's look at Malachi chapter 3. And again, Gloria and I are working from these notes that we have. These are available to you online. Go to kcm.org.
Share them with your family,
and
your
share
church.
Them with your family, your church, pastors, ministers. You can preach these. They're in outline form. And every scripture we're talking about here are on the notes. So
I
you need to take advantage of that. But, you know, Terry and I, we love to tithe. We enjoy tithing. Every time increase comes into our house, we are thrilled because right away, the first thing that we do is we take the 10% right off the top and we sow back into the gospel. And I know that you and Kenneth have been doing that in the ministry here for years and years and years. Since, again, I said this last week, but I'll say it again, since 2007, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has sown $40 million since 2007.
Think of that return.
And it's amazing what has been done. So we tithe here in the ministry, we tithe personally. And one of the things about tithing, Gloria, that I've talked about before, and that is that to us, tithing is really an insurance policy where all of our money is concerned. Our money is protected. And it cannot be drained.
That's
it cannot
right.
be stolen.
Right.
Terry and I, we've gotten involved in a couple of investment deals in times past that haven't done so well. But we didn't lose money. No. On the contrary, the God's goodness and mercy, because that money is tithed, it's protected. And so it came back to us sevenfold. So you can't lose with the kingdom of God
That's
system.
Right.
But I want to show us something today about something particular about tithing. Look at Malachi 3 and verse 10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Now, if you look over at your notes, Gloria, I've put down a couple of translations here. One, the Brenton translation says, see if I will not open you the torrents of heaven and pour my blessing upon you until you are satisfied. Another one said, I will open the windows of heaven and flood you. Now, flood is overwhelming. Flood, we've seen flood.
Uncontainable.
We've seen areas. Just the other day on television, I saw a particular area of the country that has been flooded. There is water everywhere.
And it washes things away.
Oh.
A house will just be sitting there and it'll go.
But I want us to begin to see the connection here
between
the blessing and this flood. Another one says, see if I will not open unto you the floodgates of heaven and pour you out a blessing even to abundance.
Yes.
And then
right.
The NIV translation says, see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. So in this broadcast today, what I want to talk about and have us talk about is the floodgates of heaven. When he's talking about opening the windows of heaven, we're talking about standing under this open window of heaven where once again, this blessing is so overtaking us. Now, when I started to do my study and research into this word windows, it led me over, and let's look at Genesis chapter 7. Genesis chapter 7, and I began to study this out about the windows of heaven. And when I did my research on it, I found that the same Hebrew word for windows in Malachi 3 is the very same word for windows over in Genesis chapter 7.
Wow.
So, let's look at Genesis 7 and verse 11. We'll start there. In the 600th year of Noah's life, boy, he lived a long time, didn't he?
He did.
The 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. That is the same word, windows, that we find in Malachi 3. And both words windows in Malachi 3 and Genesis 7 mean floodgates.
Wow.
The floodgates of heaven.
Flood.
And in verse 12 it says, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. So we're getting a picture
here.
And
every mountain was covered.
Every mountain. If we go down here to verse 17, look at verse 17.
That's a lot of flood.
That is flood time. Verse 17, and the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it lifted above the earth. The blessing lifts us above the earth.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It lifts us above the economy and the system.
Now,
we're talking Genesis 7:17. So it lifts us up. And look at this, verse 18. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth. The ark went up upon the face of the waters. The waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. Now, I believe, Gloria, that this
Hallelujah.
Is a picture of the results of the tithe. Now, listen.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Okay.
If you replace the word waters with the word the blessing, because what came out for the tither, what comes out of heaven? The blessing. The blessing. From the floodgates and the windows of heaven, the blessing comes upon us. So I rewrote this, substituting the word blessing for waters, and it reads like this. The flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the blessing, which the blessing in the Hebrew means the abundant, liberal, excessive prosperity of God. That's what it means.
Hallelujah.
Abundant, liberal, excessive prosperity. The blessing increased and lifted up the ark, and it was lifted above the earth. And the blessing prevailed and was increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the blessing. And the blessing prevailed exceeding. We're riding on the blessing. Oh. We're riding on the blessing that came out of the floodgates of heaven. And the blessing prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered with the blessing. 15 cubits upward did the blessing prevail, and the mountains were covered with the blessing.
Hallelujah.
So, Gloria, this blessing, the floodgates of heaven, when you tithe.
That is so good.
When we tithe, that unlocks the floodgates of heaven. And the Lord says, prove me now herewith, if I'll not unlock the floodgates of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you cannot contain.
That is good, George.
15 cubits, Gloria, is 22 and a half feet. From the top of the highest mountain on Earth, 22 and a half feet was the Earth covered with the waters.
Glory to God.
And when I saw that, the Lord just gave me a picture of the blessing, the same flood that came out of the windows of heaven, that blessing comes out of the windows of heaven. And if we, and I'm looking up right now, and I would say that the top of this studio, we're probably pressing 20 to 30 feet above us. And if we look up, Gloria, that's how high the blessing is covering us.
Praise God. Now, next time I go to Colorado and I'm washing dishes at my sink, and I look out that big ski mountain, I'm going to remember the blessing is bigger and overcomes that mountain.
Oh, that's good, Gloria. That's it. That's good.
It's higher than that mountain.
That's good. That's it.
So you could look at a pile of bills and you could say, the blessing is higher than the bills. Glory to God.
The blessing is higher than the mountain.
Yes.
And technically, it's 22 and a half feet higher.
That's a new thought, George, for me, and I like it. Thank you.
The blessing covers 22 and a half feet from the highest peak with abundant, liberal, excessive prosperity.
Hallelujah!
That is what belongs to the tither.
Amen.
How many at this table are tithers?
That's 100%.
That's 100%.
You know what? I can truthfully say we never began to prosper until we began to tithe what little dab we had. And it wasn't much. But when we began to tithe first,
praise God,
we began to prosper and increase.
And it opens the floodgates of heaven upon
us. Yes, that's right.
When I wrote this down in our notes, Gloria, when we tithe, we have every right to claim the deluge of the blessing on our household.
That is true.
Covered up.
Hallelujah.
Covered up.
And you do that first. I mean,
if
you think, well, I'm not going to have grocery money, well, you tithe.
That's right.
You'll have grocery money.
In those days that you were talking about, when you and Kenneth were in Tulsa, there was really never any question, no matter what it looked like, the tithe came first.
That's right.
You wanted to keep those windows open.
That's right. And that's where we really got the revelation of it. And as far as I can remember, that's where we started. And then, but in those days, I also have a distinct memory of going to the grocery store with cash. That's all we had. We didn't dare have any more return checks. We couldn't afford it. I had cash on me. Whatever cash I had, that was it, buddy. I didn't have a credit card.
Yeah.
I couldn't write a check, or I didn't want to write a check. So it was whatever I had to believe God. So when I went to buy groceries, I prayed in tongues a lot.
Oh, glory to God.
Especially when I was in the checkout line. And you know, I never had to put anything back either. Of course, I didn't go in there and buy a whole lot of stuff that I'd like to have bought. I wasn't carried away with that, thinking, well, I'll just buy this cake, one for Ken and one for me, and it'll work out. No, I listened to the Lord, and I believe God to show me what to buy. But I tell you what, I never had to put anything back.
Praise
and I'm going to tell you another thing. We didn't stay in that situation very long after we started tithing. We came out, and we're still out,
we're
still increasing.
By the blessing.
Know, you don't ever quit increasing. You don't quit tithing. You don't quit increasing.
That's right.
No matter the world does, we're connected to the other world, the one that has dominance over this world.
And I know for a fact, you and Kenneth, Terry and I tithe, you and Kenneth tithe.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, Brother Copeland has shared about the times that you and he sit together and you go through the process of tithing the tithe.
We believe God when we tithe.
When you tithe, He can provide. He can supply, but He can supply from the floodgates of heaven. Let's look at one more scripture.
Okay.
Over in Ezekiel chapter 34. Ezekiel 34, there's a scripture there, Gloria, once again, about what comes out of heaven. I'm believing for God's best to come out of heaven for our lives, for your life, for you who are watching
That's
on the
right.
broadcast right now. If you're a tither, you expect the windows of heaven to be open. If you're not a tither, you begin to take 10% off the top of everything
That's
that
right.
comes in. And you tithe, you give to the Lord. So as the Lord says, there's meat in my house, there's ability to be able to get the gospel out there. And in Ezekiel 34, in verse 25, it says, I will make with them a covenant of peace. And I will cause the evil beast to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them in the places around my hill a blessing. And I will cause the shower to come down in his season, and there shall be showers of blessing. Mm. And the tree of the tree shall yield of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase.
Yes. That's
now,
right.
when we've talked about the showers of blessing, that's not a light little shower that comes down. In the Hebrew, it means to pour down violently.
Ooh, I like that.
The glory blessing is pouring.
Now, is that pouring in these notes? Pour
that's
down
in
violently?
Your notes, yep.
Yay.
The shower means to pour down violently.
Hallelujah.
And so, I don't mind the blessing pouring down violently.
I can take it.
Like, we can handle it. And I even looked up in the Webster's Dictionary the word shower. It means, you're in your notes, the falling of things from the air in thick succession. That's the floodgates of heaven. The falling, a copious supply.
Copious.
I like that. Copious. Abundant, plentiful, full, and rich. And
hallelujah.
It also means a falling of things in great and large quantities. That's what belongs to the tither. And that the blessing comes out like a flood, like a torrent from heaven, a violent shower coming down upon us.
Praise God.
And so this last sentence that I wrote, when we tithe, we should be expecting a non-stop downpour and torrent of abundant, liberal, excessive prosperity and provision coming down violently in thick succession from the floodgates of heaven.
Put it all together and that's what you
that's
get.
That's what you get.
Hallelujah.
That's what
that
you get.
That is great, George.
And so we stand under
that.
The open windows of heaven,
that's
receiving
right.
the blessing that God has for us.
What a privilege it is that God would, God's not, He's not without. He doesn't need money. What a privilege that He would receive our tithe.
He would receive that tithe.
And then pour out a blessing upon us. Glory.
And a blessing, again, that is so overwhelming.
And He gave us what we had anyway. I mean, He gave us the principle.
That's right.
He gave us the bulk of it.
That's right.
And all, if we want to keep increasing, which I like to increase, if we want to keep increasing, then we take 10% out of the book
right.
that He gave us, and we worship Him with it. We release our faith. We put it into His work, wherever He says, whatever He says to do with it. And then we increase more. And so then we get more blessing.
That's right.
And then we have more tithe. And then we do the same thing. We get more blessing and more tithe. So we're always increasing. Always increasing.
Something that you preached years ago about the grace of giving and how important it was for us to worship the Lord with our giving.
Yes.
Gloria, that really inspired me. And I adapted that and adopted it to our church. So that every time we receive our offerings in the church, our tithes and offerings, we take the time to bring those baskets to the front and we worship the Lord with our giving. We offer it to Him
That's right.
as a living sacrifice and give Him the opportunity to pour out the blessing upon us. That blessing that it says in Malachi 3:10, He said, "Prove me. Test me on this one. I'll do it," the Lord says.
That's right.
He said, "If I will not open you the windows or the floodgates of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there would not be room enough to contain it." And listen to what else He said. "I'll rebuke the devourer for your sakes."
Amen.
The word devourer there is seed eater. I'll rebuke the devourer. A tither, and this is what we stand on this, the devourer cannot come into our household. Sometimes it feels like to you that every time you turn around, something's breaking
mm-hmm.
or something's happening. As a tither, it belongs to us that our stuff is protected.
Amen.
He says, "I'll not destroy the fruits." The devourer will not destroy the fruits of our ground.
You know how when you buy a new appliance, a refrigerator,
yeah.
a TV or something,
yeah.
you can buy a plan to take care of it when
oh,
it breaks.
I know where you're going.
And
that's good.
You know, it's guaranteed. We'll come fix it if you'll pay this per month. Well, we tithe, and you could apply that same thing to the tithe.
Oh, yes.
It's a guarantee. It's a
guarantee.
Blessing.
It says
more than we can see any way to use. Glory to God. And I found that to be true. We've been tithers for a lot of years, decades, and we haven't come up short.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Wherever
we've been blessed, we increase.
If something has happened, the tithe covers it.
That's right.
And we stand on that. We stand on the covenant of the tithe. It says, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Go ahead.
I can't think of what those things are called, but it extends your guarantee.
Oh.
You buy a TV or a refrigerator,
yeah,
extends.
A warranty.
A warranty.
Yeah.
It extends your warranty. It's a guarantee. It'll be taken care of.
Yep.
Well, tithing
is a guarantee.
Extends your guarantee.
It's
in
a
Jesus'
guarantee.
Name.
Gloria, this is all connected with tithing and the blessing of God. But it says, you'll not drop your fruit before the time in the field. I have stood on that scripture with people believing God for them for full term carrying a baby. That
yes.
they would not miscarry.
Amen.
That's a benefit.
That's a benefit.
That's a benefit of the tithe. And then it says, all nations will call you blessed because you will be a delightsome land. They will see the prosperity of God upon us. Gloria, as tithers, the windows of heaven are open unto you and unto us. The blessing is pouring out. It's a deluge from heaven.
Yes.
It is a torrent that is flooding out of heaven, and we are covered up 22 and a half feet above the highest mountain in our life. That mountain is covered up
Amen.
By the blessing of the tithe. Isn't that exciting?
Hallelujah. I love it. It is so exciting.
Praise
it's
God.
Guaranteed.
It's guaranteed.
You're under warranty. Glory to God. Your
great.
Life
Good
is
word,
under
Gloria.
Warranty. But you know,
Good
if
word.
You don't exercise faith, if you could tithe and have a bad attitude and grumble, say, I need this more than God does. I don't know why my wife wants to tithe. Well,
Ooh.
You just messed up really bad. You got to tithe in faith. Everything we do, we have to do in faith.
That's
we have
right.
to take the Word of God, what God says about it, take hold of it.
That's it.
And get on the increase like the Scripture says.
That's
agree
right.
with it and say it.
Praise God for the floodgates of heaven. Keep tithing. And expect a non-stop continual outpouring of His blessing. I'm really looking forward to our next lesson. Gloria Copeland and I will help you take a stand of faith as you experience freedom from financial fear. Until next time, this is Pastor George reminding you that Jesus is Lord.